Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Start your blower up, and if it's a cold start, just let it run on idle for about a minute or so before you go revving it up to maximum velocity. As you work over an area, don't move in a straight line. Use more of a semicircular or arc-like pattern. When you work like this, you're focusing the material towards one point. And remember, you don't need to be running your blower on full bore all the time. Back off on the throttle a little bit and just use little bursts of power. They can be really effective.
'Tis the season. Buffalo and Toronto, leaves everywhere in the October 24th edition of a long-standing rivalry.
That was me yesterday.
I know it was.
I was doing it in the driveway, and I was doing the half circle, not in a straight line.
Do you wear ear protection when you use the leaf blower?
No, and yesterday it was kind of drizzling, raining, and then all of a sudden I'm out there, and I've done half the driveway, and the rain started to come, and I'm like, I got to finish. I can't. So now I was drenched, and I was blowing it, and the water everywhere. But we're having a little fun here.
Great fun.
It's a back-to-back, home-and-home series with the Maple Leafs tonight at KeyBank Center, tomorrow down at Scotiabank
Arena. Tonight at 7.
7, yes,
tonight
it's changed.
Tonight at 7. And tomorrow at 5 p.m. These are the things we need to impress upon you because we're all habitual. We see things, we schedule around things, and then when it changes, sometimes we don't know of these changes because we're locked in our lane. So we want to make sure you get here on time, earlier, preferably, and 7 o'clock tonight, 5 o'clock tomorrow in Toronto.
ESPN Plus, by the way.
Hulu and WGR Sports Radio 550.
Yes, so just want to make sure that that's what everybody knows. We will be back on the air tomorrow at 4:30 for the pregame. Mm-hmm. We're traveling to Toronto. We're going to be in the beautiful World Series Game 1 city. Game 2 tomorrow, Game 1 tonight.
Correct.
But anyway, we'll talk about that later in the show because we'll have Colton Ellis. And,
which leads us into goaltending tonight.
Yes.
Obviously, Colton's not expected to go. Alex Lyon is, with Juko Pekka Luukkonen back in the fold. So Buffalo's dealing with three netminders after a Luukkonen victory in his one-game
conditioning
stint in Rochester. Yes, first game for Black and Red. I will say this, though. As much as I want to talk about Alex Lyon and the Sabres, I think the biggest challenge for the Sabres that most people don't know or talk about, how are they going to beat the greatest goaltender who has ever performed here inside of KeyBank Center? Anthony Stolarz brings a near 7-year, 228-minute shutout streak into KeyBank Center with shutouts on three separate teams.
Three teams, you're right. Because it started with
Florida, Anaheim.
Wrong direction.
Anaheim, Florida, Toronto.
Yes.
But the streak actually began in December of 2018. Jack Eichel scored twice on Stolarz in the first period.
Yeah.
48 minutes of that game, they didn't score. Three straight games since, they have not scored in this building against Anthony Stolarz. So how do they win this tonight?
Well, who and how? I think what we saw the Sabres do against Detroit, and by the way, there was a scoring change. The Josh Doan goal was credited to Alex Tuck now. It happened like late in the middle of the night. I think the PR put something in the middle of the night. But anyway, but the point is Tuck went to the front of the net, got a deflection. Tuck was in front of the net on Jack Quinn's goal. Toronto and Anthony Stolarz last week called out his teammates for not protecting him enough. That's when he was run over on a drive to the net, but not to protect the middle of the ice, the around the crease area. So take advantage of that, because that has been a big problem for Toronto. They are not doing a good job right around the crease, right around the net. So that's where you got to go against this Leafs team.
Right, and they'll enter tonight without Tanev, who's on IR, and Morgan Riley, who's not going to play either. So that's huge holes on the defense in front of Stolarz.
Big holes on the defense, and so that's in front of Stolarz. That's the offense for the Sabres. I'm going to jump quickly back to the defensive side of the game for the Sabres. Obviously, goaltending is always something that you need, so Alex Lyon's going to have to be good. But Toronto has not performed as well as expected offensively. They have a hole on the top line. It was Matthew Nyes and Austin Matthews, but it was Easton Cowan. It was Michelli. It was Max Domi. There's a hole there. So they've not performed as well. Willie Nylander was called out by his coach. There has been some issues offensively with the Leafs as well. So you can't let them off the hook. You can't think this is going to be an easy defensive game. Like, you got to be hard on them. The same start you did against Detroit. Like, if you give up one or two shots in the first 10 minutes of the Leafs, you're going to make it miserable on them. That is one of the biggest key to focus on, as well as obviously take advantage of the holes on their defense.
The sample size is smaller for Alex Lyon against Toronto, but he's won 1-1-1 lifetime with nice goals against and save percentage. So Lyon, real quick for you, based on the fact that, again, the dynamic changes, there's three here instead of two, and he's coming off his first rest day of the season.
Yeah, and that's always good, right? Because especially a guy like Alex Lyon, who, you know, I mean, in spurts, he's had to play a lot of games, like with Florida a few years back and with Detroit.
Yep.
He's had to play, you know, five, six in a row. But the way that he's playing now, you're thinking, okay, let's continue to stretch that as much as we can so that Alex Lyon can be a guy that we count on for not just October, but we can count on him for November, December, January, and be a big part of our team. So I didn't think that they were going to use the Detroit game, especially his former team, as a game to give him a night off. And they did it. It worked well. Colton Ellis was fantastic. But now Lyon comes back in after a little bit of rest. Against Montreal Monday, it was okay. It wasn't the best performance he's had. Now you've had Tuesday, well, depending on the days off, but he's had Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to rest, to think about it, to go on the ice, to work on the fine-tuning the details, and then be prepared for tonight's game.
And the one thing that, you know, he and the goaltending has been tied into, the number two penalty kill in the NHL.
Yep.
It still sits at over 96%, 96.2, and the power play remains in the top 10. So these are big things moving forward that they hope to have, you know, stabilized compared to a year ago. Jason Zucker impacts that. He scored last game, left the game due to injury, was back at the skate today, so it's expected that he'll get another go-around with Osland and Quinn.
Yeah, and they were really good as a line, and obviously that was something that maybe the coaching staff was searching for, a third line that was going to be able to provide some offense, to spend time in the offensive zone. It was the Kulik, Thompson line as, and Benson line as, they've had moments in the offensive zone. They've been able to create, especially because Benson has been a great welcome back addition after the injury. But, yeah, so that works. And Tuck has had some really good moments in the offensive zone as well with, you know, with his mates. So I feel like Osland now, I want to see him again. show a little bit more confidence. But with Zucker and Quinn, they've played well together. So now you got three lines that can go. And I feel like that maybe is an advantage to the Sabres, knowing that, okay, well, what does Toronto have? You know, they have Matthews and Nyes on the line, and they have Tavares and Nylander on another line. But do they have a third line, a fourth line that, you know, will be able to compete? You can take advantage of that. You're home. Work on the matchups and try to take advantage of that.
Well, speaking of home and road splits across the NHL, it was another hot start to the season for the road teams, but the home team has finally crested back just slightly ahead. The home teams are picking up 0.561 points per game. Road teams are at 0.553. This was after a massive 12-game night in the NHL last night with so many storylines to take out of it. You mentioned Benson, though, as we stay on Buffalo-Toronto tonight, 7 p.m. start here at KeyBank Center. Benson's assist streak came to an end against Detroit, but he's going without the bubble tonight.
Well, he did tell everybody that as soon as he could get rid of the bubble, he was going to get rid of that thing. I kind of liked it. I thought it looked cool, especially with the bandage underneath. Like, it's like, man, you've gone through a lot, but no, I think he's always going to be that. If you told Benson you don't have to wear a helmet today, I think he'd go bucket list. I think he'd go Craig McTavish on everybody and not wear it, because that's how he is, which is great. That's somebody that works extremely hard. But he's healed up now, and, you know, let's see. Maybe that gets him to find the back of the net.
And, you know, from the Sabres standpoint at the skate today, you had not only the four lines that we expected to see, but Greenway and Gjertsen are out there. And obviously with Greenway, he's still working towards his first game of the season. The defense looks like it'll stay the same as far as Dahlin and Byram, Power and Timmins, and Samuelson and Metsä. But there's also good news there in that Bryson was on the ice recovering from his injury.
Yep.
And Kesselring getting close to the point where he could be available next week, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully with Kesselring. And I do think that when he comes in, it adds a new dimension to the group of defense. I've really liked what I've seen out of Timmins as an individual. Mm-hmm. And I've liked what I've seen out of Samuelson. There's been some really good moments. There's some moments that are still, like, working through it, but it's a positive. So all I want is be able to get a good look at Dahlin and Byram together, then Power and Kesselring together, then Samuelson and Timmins together. Mm-hmm. And I look, you know, everybody's been playing good. Like, Metsa's here now, and he's had some good moments.
I think he's been fine this week.
He's been fine. Games, Bryson was fine when he played, and unfortunately he took an elbow to the face, and Lindy said he was dealing with a concussion. So to see him on the ice, that's a good step in the right direction for him. But to try to get healthy on the blue line, I can't wait to see Kesselring back in the lineup.
What do you make of three goaltenders here now, and how you expect it to play out here in the near future?
Well, you know how I feel about it. I don't love it.
Right, but it is what it is.
It is what it is, exactly. Yeah, and I think Andy Ruff said something to the effect of, you know what, I'd rather have three and things are going well than none, right? And that's the thing. Is it something that in the short term, everybody's fine, you can find practice time for everybody, you can find ice time for everybody, possibly? In the long term, it becomes more difficult, because then you don't get the reps that you want, either in practice and in games, because you practice less and less, which means less and less reps. So you got to find the time. Look, Luukkonen played one game in Rochester. I was wondering if he was going to get a second game in Rochester, but it was all going to be dictated on how did he feel after the game, because he played well enough to say, you're in game rhythm, okay, but how's your body feeling? He gets recalled out of his conditioning. So, obviously, the body's feeling good. So, he'll get a game. But they didn't skate yesterday. It's a morning skate today. Mm-hmm. Luukkonen may take part in a morning skate tomorrow. It's a 5 o'clock game. But it won't be like a full practice. So, I would anticipate him getting a full practice next week and getting a start next week. So, probably Lyon tonight. And then maybe throw him back Colton Ellis in tomorrow, because why not? He played well. Let's keep the good vibes going.
Right, and you have Bills night next Tuesday. Did you notice the start time on that? 6:45.
Yes, I remember writing it in my calendar. Like, this is a weird start.
Columbus is here Tuesday night, Bills night, 6:45.
6:45, yeah. And I knew it was Columbus because we've been doing the promotion and because my good buddy Jean-Luc Grandpierre said, I'll be in town Monday night.
Hey, nice.
Because they travel on the road now. So he's like, I got a 2 o'clock flight with the team and I'll be in town Monday night. So, yes.
Who do you have as your anytime goal scorer for Buffalo tonight?
I am going to go with Josh Doan.
+270.
+270. It's dropped, right? He was in the +300, and now that he's starting to get himself going, the odds have dropped a little bit.
It was adjusted after the scoring change?
I don't know. Well, maybe they're like, hey, he's due because he got one taken away against the Detroit Red Wings. But I'm going to go with Josh Doan. We talked about that line, right, with McLeod and Tuck, and they're – I thought McLeod skated the best I've seen him skate so far this season against Detroit. So I'm looking at him saying, continue to skate that way. Tuck has been playing with a little bit more edge, and Doan has been great. Saw his dad, Shane Doan, earlier this morning.
Oh,
so
nice.
I'm putting it all my chips in the middle of the table, Josh Doan, anytime goal scorer.
Well,
who do you got?
I'll stick with kind of, I would say, a familiar pattern for me lately.
Metsa?
Similar.
Have the odds gone up or down?
Seeking his first is Noah Osland of +750.
Okay.
So I'm going to go there because
+750?
Yeah. But that doesn't have a point in nine NHL games.
I know, but that's pretty good comparing that. Like considering Metsä was +2700.
Yeah. Right.
So yeah. So but okay, I like that. Noah Osland getting the anytime goal for you.
Right. And of course, here we are. We're seven games into the year. Buffalo's won three of the last four. The Leafs have dropped two in a row, and it's all about team. Every individual will tell you it's all about team. So that's the most important thing. But how do you have team success? You need players to be who they are, i.e. trustworthy and predictable and consistent.
Yes.
And every year you need players to surpass expectations. So we're asking on our X poll today, who has surpassed your expectations so far the most this year? Quinn, Doan, Benson, Lyon are the options.
Okay, I got to check. I got to vote, so I'm doing it live. Who has surpassed my expectation? I am going to go with Alex Lyon. That's who I'm going with. I've always liked Josh Doan. And the more and more, you know, you talk to people around the league, around, the business that have had conversation. And when the Sabres made the trade, J.J. Paterka to Utah, and Michael Kesselring was a big, big part of that trade. But a lot of people have told me, Duffer, that I don't think that trade would have happened if Utah wouldn't have made Josh Doan available. And so my expectations were always pretty high on Josh Doan as a guy that was going to come in and play top three lines and produce offensively. I thought Benson, well, he's exceeding my expectation in a way that I didn't think it was going to work on the top line, and he's looked really good on the top line. But he still hasn't scored a goal. So maybe that's the thing. Like, can Zach Benson be a top line left winger scoring 12 goals a year? Like, you know, I think
there
needs more
Dale
production.
Dale Hawerchuk got to the point where he would score less than 20 and still produce 70 to 80 assists. So
that's the thing. Like, can you
I'm not comparing Benson to Hawerchuk, but you get the point here. Is some
you
guys,
can be effective.
You can be effective. That's the point.
But it's harder to do it if you only get 10 goals. So that and Jack Quinn, I was very high on.
Wait a minute. If he's 10 and 40.
50 points? Is that a top
line
left
winger?
That's
almost doubling of his previous point total.
I know, but is it a top line left winger?
Well, sure it is, because the assumption is, well, okay, I'm assuming Thompson will get to the numbers that my concern would be who in the middle carries them to consistent top line status. And this is not to say Jiří Kulik can't, it's just it's been an uneven start to the year for him, and he needs to reestablish here in the midst of the Norris injury.
I was going to say, with Josh Norris, it's a little bit easier to think that Thompson's going to get 45 goals, 45 assists, 90 points, and that Benson will get 15 to 20 goals, 40 assists, 60 points maybe, right?
And you're I'm saying is I'm happy with 50. I think that's a huge leap for Benson if he gets there.
Okay, so. Well, he's exceeding a little bit my expectation, but I really felt like, okay, Alex Lyon is coming in to be a good veteran support system for Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. The door opened, and it's like, I don't know what that's going to look like. And in the first six games of the year, he plays all six of them, and he's probably the best player for the team. So for that reason, I'm saying Alex Lyon is the one. This is really close. This is a two-man race right now. Alex Lyon, 43%. Josh Doan, 42%. That's so great. That's where it's at right now.
That's great. Those are off-season acquisitions. You crave that when you bring people in. You know?
And last year was McLeod and Zucker, right? And it's like, hey, those guys had career years, and it looked really good, so you got to continue.
Amazing to think that this is the front end of a home-and-home set and what is a crazy sports weekend in Toronto. So Buffalo will be at Toronto tomorrow. They'll also head to Toronto in January, and then the final of the four-game season series happens between the Leafs and Sabres here in Buffalo on March the 14th. Last night, there were 12 games in the NHL.
Ooh, it was busy.
We've got Colton Ellis of the Sabres coming up at the bottom here on Sabres Live. Dazzled, disturbed, oh my goodness. You know what I hated last night? Every 7 o'clock matchup had a team that I can't stand in it. And I was like, which game do I watch? I don't want to watch that one. I don't want to watch that one.
So you didn't
want
to watch the Flyers?
Don't let me know. I'm not going to tell you which ones I don't like.
You're pleading the fifth on that one? You don't want
Yeah, because there were five games and I couldn't stand any of them.
It's pretty easy for me to tell you what games you did not like.
Here's the thing. The game that I ultimately had to watch was unbelievable. San Jose and the New York Rangers and Macklin Celebrini, along with Will Smith and others, were dazzling.
Yes.
Three goals for Celebrini, 5 points, and Smith has 2 goals and 4 points, including the overtime winner from Celebrini. The Sharks are finally in the win column.
And it was against Igor Shesterkin.
Buffalo did that to him last year, too.
Right, well, exactly. But look, the San Jose Sharks go into MSG, and the Rangers are seeing the Sharks coming in, and they haven't been able to score much at MSG, and you're like, okay, this is going to explode, but you don't think it's going to explode, and your defense is going to give up 6, right? So the Sharks took a, was it 4-0?
3-1.
It was 3-1 lead, right?
And then they were down 4-3, tied it.
Yeah, and then they tied it, and then the Rangers came.
they had the Celebrini monster two-man advantage.
Yeah.
And it took forever, but they finally got the one, only to Radish scores for his hat trick and gets it even. Unbelievable.
At 5-5. Now, the funny part of this is that, I don't know if you've seen on social media, Duffer, but Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith were asked questions by somebody on social media that goes and talks to people on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, so where do you live? I live in San Jose. Where do you live? I live in San Jose, too. Oh, that's nice. Like, it was so funny. So they're in New York. They're enjoying themselves. Well, yeah, you know what? Macklin Celebrini is a superstar. He was dazzling last night with his second hat trick of his career. But, yeah, so that was one part of my dazzling. I'll tell you this. I had totally forgotten that there was an Adams Division matchup between Hartford and Quebec going on because I was, watching other games. I was working with TSN last night, so I was watching most of the Canadian teams, and then all of a sudden I saw something on social media. I'm like, I'm missing out on one of the best jersey matchup that we've seen in a long time. And I get it.
Do you want to know something? It never looked that good in person in the 80s. The jerseys sparkled in today's world of however
HD,
many
4K cameras, the better fabric. Like in 1982, if Hartford and Quebec played, it was these cotton faded jerseys that they wore. So the green didn't stand out. The blue didn't stand out. The crest, the red crest of the Nordiques was unbelievable. So it was an ultimate jersey matchup. And
what a game.
What a game, too. But you know what? I heard a story today. I'm disturbed about this story. So when Quebec left for Colorado, Pierre Lacroix wanted to make sure that the Nordiques legacy was going to carry on. Mm-hmm. And Joe Sakic has been making a point to make sure that the Nordiques legacy carries on, the players, the alumni, the history. One of the first calls that Joe Sakic made when they decided to go with the Nordiques uniform this year has been to the Montreal Canadiens to say, when we come in January, we would like to wear the Nordiques jerseys. It would be fantastic. They never called him back. I'm disturbed by that.
Yeah.
Like, this is not like it's Joe Sakic calling you saying, we'd love to do it, and the Canadiens never called him back.
Well, the Avalanche Nordiques came back last night. It ends in a shootout.
Yes.
And how many, off the top of your head, do you know how many wins Carolina has this year? They played seven games.
They are, six with that one.
They have a 6-1 record. Yeah. Seth Jarvis has four game winners and one shootout deciding goal. He is responsible for five of their six wins. It is unbelievable to watch this guy play. The only disturbing aspect of it, there is no coach in the league who acts like his team is more hard done by consistently throughout the course of a night than Rod Brind'Amour. Yeah. It was painful to watch him last night. And then squeaky wheel gets the grease. They'd already been shorthanded seven times, and then boom, boom, late in the game, all of a sudden they got power plays. So.
Yeah, it was between him and Marty St. Louis last night, because Marty St. Louis was also complaining about the power plays Edmonton got late in the game. But now, you know, when I was watching the shootout last night between Hartford and Quebec, a.k.a. Carolina and Colorado, I thought to myself, man, would I have loved a good old 1986 shootout between the Hartford Whalers and the Quebec Nordiques
almost
and the talent that those
like
teams had back in the 80s.
It felt like it. It was a terrific game, and Freddie Anderson had the most saves he's ever had in a Carolina/Hartford uniform as part of a victory. So, big night for him. We mentioned goaltending. Obviously, it's Lyon here tonight. Colton Ellis is going to join us coming up. Rochester, of course, is where Lukanen played the other night. It's Devon Levi tonight as the Amerks are home to Laval. So this will not be another new netminder for Rochester after using four different starters in their first five games. But not only are they home tonight to Laval, they're at Cleveland tomorrow. So it will be interesting to see who gets the start in that game based on the fact that they, too, are carrying three netminders. Now, of course, very familiar with that league based on his career path is Colton Ellis. So he's been in the spotlight. He was also mic'd up not that long ago in Springfield.
I might feel like extra lonely because I can talk to you, but you can't talk to me. Not that it's different from any other day, you know, but I don't know. Maybe just because I'm thinking about it. You want the smoke, dude? One shot, one beer? One and one? One corner? One shot, one beer? Oh, is it good? Oh, hey, is it beer? Because like breakaway shot is in
beer.
So beer?
One shot, one breakaway.
Yeah, breakaway like beer. Yeah. Maybe the whole video can just be me in this game. Stand up save. Good technique. Oh, you thought, dude. Another stand up save. Clip that for sure.
He's going to be so fun to talk to. Stay tuned for that coming up on
stand
Sabres
up
Live.
Stand up, save.
It's amazing. And he's had such a journey to get here. Yes. That's why it was so worthy of celebration the other night when he got in his first NHL game and secured the victory here for Buffalo versus Detroit. Mm-hmm. And we told you about what's coming next week. It's Bills night here at KeyBank Center. Columbus comes in on Tuesday night. Want to win? Sweet night experience with a Sabres and Bills legend for that Tuesday game? Well, you could watch from a suite on Tuesday the 28th when Columbus is here and enjoy visits from Steve Tasker and Tim Connolly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay,
give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And probably a mascot or two. Sabres.com/enter. Colton Ellis when we come back on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
At the other end, making his NHL debut, 25-year-old Colton Ellis.
Casper! Oh, Colton Ellis stayed with him and makes the stop. Oh, what a save by Colton Ellis! Oh, baby, he got over.
So now a breakaway.
Stop by Ellis!
He wins his NHL debut.
There's so many people that helped me get to this point, all the sacrifices they've made. So definitely couldn't have done it with all my family and everybody here tonight.
Colton Ellis has joined us here on Sabres Live. Congrats on the win in
Game 1.
Thank you
very much. Thank you.
Okay,
thank
wait.
You.
Colton Ellis, 29 on Instagram. Is that the follow?
Yeah.
So you were in 92.
Yeah, so...
How did that, like...
I was always 29. That was my favorite number. And then when I went to junior, it was taken. So I just kind of flipped it. Wore it all junior. And then...
worked out well in junior?
Yeah, so. Worked out well in junior and kind of had a new opportunity here. So I figured I'd go back to it.
But, okay, so you didn't want to buy whoever had it a Rolex or
no,
like...
not yet.
Not here. In juniors, like,
yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like Benson, right? He switched with Norris and he got some nice Louis Vuitton out of it. So you didn't want to...
No, we weren't... We're getting paid very well back then.
See, logical thinking.
Logical thinking.
Like, happy, appreciative, and all the rest. Much has been talked about the fact you had a large group here, family and friends. Like, who specifically, you don't have to name names, but like, you know, who all was here to support you the other night?
There was a lot of people. You know, my immediate family, mom, dad, brother. My sister's away playing volleyball at University of New Brunswick, so she couldn't make it. She's got a full course load here now and playing volleyball. But so them and then my fiance's been here the last couple of weeks. A lot of her family, all of her family came too. My goalie coach back home. Some family friends as well, and you know it was awesome to have all of them here.
Did they all manage to travel almost on the same?
Pretty well, right around the same time, I think.
What
everybody
a flight that would have been.
Yeah, I know. I think
party.
They had a lot of fun. They had a lot of fun coming up. I think that was a pretty good time for them. But they all flew into Toronto and then direct flight from Halifax and then just drove down.
So I remember when Michael Hauser was playing for the Sabres. One time I went and sat with his family to watch the game with them and talk to them, introduce myself to them. And his brother was, like, playing goalie in the stands, like, as he was. Who is that person in your family that would be, like, doing the exact same moves you're doing on the ice?
There's a few of them. I think my mom's probably the most nervous watching games. She's always been. So between her and my brother, I think that was the first game my brother was able to get to in a few years. So it meant a lot to have him here. And They were showing me clips afterwards of them reacting to, they got quite a bit of screen time, so it was pretty funny seeing the reactions from them.
Was your brother sitting the first row in the black and red jersey?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So he was at the edge, like the hands the piece of glass and waiting to go.
Yeah, he was pretty fired up. It was pretty funny seeing the clips afterwards. It
seemed like an easy transition color scheme-wise coming from St. Louis' organization to here in Buffalo. But you got black and red on today. First black and red game of the season for the Sabres tonight. How do you feel about this look?
It's unreal. I remember even when they came out with the logo, just seeing the jerseys and everything, it looked so good. So they've had some success in it too. So we're just looking to keep that rolling.
Well, you didn't get new gear coming from St. Louis, right? You're still in your St. Louis
bags. Yeah, it worked out pretty good.
Are you an old gear type of guy, or do you like new equipment? Because now you're going to have to wear black and red.
Yeah.
That's new.
Yeah, for sure, but I like getting the new gear.
Okay,
yeah.
So you don't...
No.
Like, I wore the same skates my whole career. I loved old gear.
No way.
So
really?
I hated changing it. Duffer knows my stance on brown pads.
Oh,
Scott Wedgwood got lit up last night in brown pads. I hate brown pads. So, you know.
You know what I realized last night, though, in that throwback look game between the Nordiques and Whalers? The brown pads look fine
from a distance.
But as soon as you get the close-ups, they look fake and plasticky.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is not a good look.
No, it's a tough look. Have you ever had the brown gear?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think, no.
And when you look at designing black and red, do you go darker colors or white in as the base color?
I think probably darker.
Oh, you like the darker?
Yeah, just match the jerseys as well as I can.
Oh, that's good. See, I was always I think the lighter color looked big, but then, you know, Luukkonen has had the black.
Yeah. It's been amazing stuff.
And then, so I think Alex Lyon said he went dark this time.
Yeah.
So a lot of goalies like the dark colors with the black jerseys.
Yeah, I think just to kind of match it well, and then obviously... Like when we're wearing my normal set, it's mostly white later.
Are you one that wants just simple colors and striping in the pads, or are you more like mix in a logo somehow? And
I've had actually the same logo. I worked with the Bauer designer on the logo that I have now, just kind of created that, and I've used that for the last 2 or 3 years, so that's I kind of own that now. Like, that's something that I kind of worked with him to create that's unique, so I've been kind of just rolling with that.
That's really cool. Now, are you a big talker on the ice mostly? Because we saw a clip of mic'd up that when you were in Springfield, and it looks like you were a big talker, a guy that likes to have fun on the ice. So was that just because you knew you were mic'd up and the camera was on you, or is that normal?
No, I think it's pretty normal. Even like during games, like my voice was pretty well shot yesterday morning after the game, just from talking on the ice, talking to the guys, communicating. But during practice, I like to kind of get in guys' face a little bit, as you've probably seen by the mic'd up and chirping guys. Just makes a lot of fun.
They did show some goals. Your request was only saves.
I know.
And they did show some goals.
I know. I thought that we were going to cut them all out, but apparently not.
What did it feel like walking back in here this morning, now that you've got a win and a game under your belt? Like, what is that feeling like?
It was amazing, you know, to get that under my belt. But at the same time, like, I enjoyed it with my family the night after. And then yesterday, like, just talking to a few family and friends about it. But I think as soon as, like, we play tonight and coming to the rink now, it's just reset. Like, you're right back to, you know, how it was before I played my first game. Like, the goal is to, you know, keep playing well and continue to get better. So it's kind of a reset, I would say, after that, and coming in here today and just kind of back to work.
Are you a big social media Instagram guy? Because a lot of your teammates posted congrats, like that picture of you after the game that the Sabres posted on Instagram, they reposted it. It's got to feel like kind of nice and good to see that your teammates are embracing your first game, your first win, and they're putting it out there.
Absolutely. I think like some people were just showing me guys that posted, you know, and I think the way they played for me was, you know, you can tell that they wanted to get it for me, and that really means a lot to me. You know, like, we came out hard the first 10 minutes. I didn't even see a shot. They were just foot on the gas. So it just meant a lot that, you know, they were doing everything they could for me. And, you know, they've been great. Everybody's been great since I got here.
Let's see if he's honest. Ooh. I said on the show yesterday something about goalies, and it's a, I think it's a cliche, but would you rather have 20 shots in the first 10 minutes or one shot in the first 10 minutes?
I think I've seen from both sides, like kind of played with both ways. So I think when I'm not getting a lot of shots, there's other ways to stay engaged in the game, like talking and, you know, checking the handness of players and knowing who's on the ice. So I think that really helped me stay engaged throughout the time. But at the same time, when you're able to feel the puck and kind of get in a groove, it's nice too. So I think just, you know, you don't know what's going to happen in the first 10 minutes of a game, so you got to be ready for both.
When you said that the other day about the checking out the handedness of players, I immediately thought of this guy because he is famously not known despite being a goalie. Which way, guys?
But it's funny because you said, like, there was an infamous moment in Colorado where Lindy actually was coaching, and he said in the locker room, guys, make sure when Peter Forsberg comes around the net, you remember he likes to go back in, back the way he came on the short side, so protect the back, you know, the short side. And then Lindy walked away, and I said to the guys, I'm like, is Forsberg lefty or righty? Which way is he coming? And they carved me for that. Like, you should know Peter Forsberg is a lefty, right? Like, so anyway, but every face-off, I used to pay attention. Is it a lefty defenseman, a righty defenseman? Mm-hmm. Are they one-timer? Is there somebody on the arc ready to shoot, like Ovechkin type or Stamkos or whatever? So I paid attention. I just couldn't remember what hand they were, like if you ask me later. So do you know pretty much everybody in the league? Because I saw Samuel Montembeau do a little trivia with somebody, and he knows everybody.
Everybody,
and he knows
the
color of the tape as well.
That's pretty cool. I'm not there yet. I wouldn't have a good idea, like, you know, since I played Detroit, like, I would have a really good idea of everybody on their team. But I think it's just getting acclimated to knowing guys around the league and just getting on top of that.
There's been a fair number of mentions about Marc-Andre Fleury being someone that you admired growing up. Do you find that you have taken any other little mannerisms or styles from other goaltenders that are now part of your repertoire?
Jordan Binnington was someone that I really like to watch since getting to know him. He's kind of helped me more than he knows, just kind of watching him and how he approaches the game and how methodical he is and in the process. So just looking at little things that he does in practice and in games and how meticulously he approaches the game is something that I've closely watched over the last few years.
What about the temper? The bitter temper.
Yeah, he's honestly like one of the best guys that I've met and worked with, like, and just got to watch him work.
But you're more even keel, like you. I don't know you that well. I don't know. Maybe next game you're like going to lose your, you know what, and start hacking and whacking at everybody like Binnington. Is that, could that happen, or that's something that's not? That's not.
Yeah, I like to keep it pretty even keel. Try to just stay even keel throughout the game.
All right. Well, this one's for Marty. How did you enjoy your rookie lap?
It was pretty special. They asked me before the game, like, I was talking to Lion about it, and he's like, do you want it, or do you have your routine or whatever? And I was like, yeah, I think it's kind of tradition, so I got to have to do it. But, you know, Tucky was talking about going no bucket, and I was like, I don't know if I can do that. So I kind of kept it on, but it was a pretty special moment.
See, like, this, because yesterday I talked about for a goalie how different it is. And I'm like, I hate the rookie lap. Come on. Like, you know, but I do think it's funny when they hide the player's helmet. And then he has to do bucket warm-up because some of them don't like it. So, but for a goalie, I'm like, I hate it. You have your routine or whatever. But I like that Alex and other guys were conscious of, okay, this is special, so do you want it or not? Like, the fact that they asked makes me like the rookie lap a little bit more in that circumstance.
Change your opinion on it a little bit.
A little bit. I'm like, I don't love it, but for you, that you said yes, wanted to experience that, I'm okay with
it. Yeah, it was nice to kind of have the conversation about it, so I knew it was, you know, something that I was choosing to do.
So, like, when you step on the ice for a regular game warm-up, do you grab a puck? Do you shoot it in? I had to shoot it in the net every time, like, first shot.
Yeah.
If I missed, I would, like, kick myself. Like, so is there things like that for you, too, when you get on the ice?
Yeah, I think it was, normally I wouldn't do that. Like, I usually just go right on and stretch, but you know, I knew it was going to be different going into it, so it was something I was kind of prepared for. Like, yeah. You know, as a goalie, you're pretty superstitious, but yeah. Going into it, and it was something I knew that was going to have to change, and I just kind of made my peace with
That's
it.
That's good.
All like right, that. Last one. World Series prediction.
Yes.
I got to go Jays.
How many games?
Yeah. Jays in 7.
Who's going to be the MVP?
Vladdy.
How excited are you to actually be going after playing Toronto tonight, being in Toronto tomorrow when this is all starting?
It'll be pretty cool. You know, just the hype around the city. Everybody in Canada seems to be following them and behind them. So it'll be a pretty cool moment.
So we're lucky here in Buffalo, right down the street here from KeyBank Center. I got to see Vladdy as a Bison because that's the AAA team for the Jays. Bo Bichette, like all, and a bunch of them that are on the roster this year. So we're embracing the Jays here in Buffalo.
Yeah,
so I know everybody in Canada is as well.
Absolutely.
So let's go.
Congrats again on your start, and look forward to many more.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So fun to have Colton on with us. Is there a young Sabres fan in your life that would enjoy exclusive ticket offers, fun gifts, and special event invites? Sign them up for the Sabres Kids Club today. Sabres.com/kidsclub to join in on all the fun this season. Back after this on Sabres Live.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Sabres game night tonight, and of course, return engagement with Toronto tomorrow. And a week from tomorrow, it's our annual Hockey Fights Cancer game presented by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. It's Saturday, November 1st. The Capitals will be in town. You know how meaningful this night is for all involved. It drives fundraising and awareness for cancer research and all fans in attendance to take home a special Hockey Fights Cancer scarf. You can learn more and purchase your tickets at sabres.com/H. FC. Earlier in the show, we talked about players who are off to good starts for the Sabres, perhaps surpassing expectations. What's the latest poll results?
Well, we got Alex Lyon kind of running away with it a little bit, but Josh Doan is just a few clicks behind. Those are the two newcomers. Obviously, Jack Quinn and Zach Benson are on this poll, and they're doing really good, but it's almost like, you know, the shiny new toy is always going to get a little bit more of an excitement factor early on, and that's why Lyon and Doan are at the top of the poll.
You know what the poll result looks like if you tilt it on its side? It's like rock on, baby.
Rock on.
It's right now, it's like this.
It's like this. I'll tell you this, I could use that Hockey Fights Cancer scarf right now.
You got one the other day at Roswell.
I know, but it's in the car. I could use it right now because it has gotten I'm not the one that's usually cold here,
yeah,
but it's gotten a lot colder in the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, did you not? Oh, you took your vest off. Usually we share a similar heated vest. It was on this day in October of 1987 that Phil Housley became the Sabres' all-time scoring leader among defensemen, passing Jerry Korab, of course. Rasmus Dahlin still has Housley in his sights, trailing by almost a couple hundred points. What do you expect from Rasmus real quick tonight and the Sabres in this back-to-back with the Leafs?
Well, I think that there's a little bit more familiarity now with the way that the Sabres can play, the speed that they can come to attack, and the play in the offensive zone, like these high rotations, right, with the defensemen. And
Byram especially.
Has been really good at that. So I'm thinking the defense is going to start to get a little bit more involved in that type of offense.
Okay, we asked Colton Ellis. We can't ask every single one of you because it was not our poll question. But I will ask you, World Series prediction.
I don't want to.
Do it.
I don't want
to. I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Blue Jays in six because the Dodgers have never beaten George Springer in a World Series.
Obviously, your Astros blood is coming through here with George Springer. Okay, I really want the Jays to win because I want to send Shayna Goldman a World Series T-shirt for her to refurbish into something cool with a jacket or something. But I think the Dodgers are too good, so I'm going to go Dodgers in six.
Really? Well, games one and two of the World Series in Toronto tonight and tomorrow. It's the home and home, Sabres and Leafs starting tonight at KeyBank at 7. Enjoy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight? Aha! Barb made her move. she opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.